That's what I mean, the charge system. It's a little bit thicker, it's going to be okay. Elder Torres. ELDATORRES 8462. She complained syncope. Miss Elder, Miss Torres is a 61-year-old woman with diabetes, hyperlipidemia, who went to the flea market the week before last. She got very dry, she says, and she started having symptoms of dizziness, nausea. She went to the car and sat down, and then she had some cough and congestion afterward, which some have basically resolved, but some are lingering. She came in on Saturday. She saw Dr. Habadir. This is a new paragraph. She had an EKG, urine analysis, all within normal limits. And Dr. Habadir felt like since she'd had a breast cancer, she should benefit from a repeat ultrasound of her neck, looking for lymphadenopathy, her chest with her echo with syncope and carotid ultrasound since she had some calcification, and her thyroid because she had had a thyroid cyst in the past, period. New paragraph, for this reason she's here today for evaluation. She says actually she's feeling somewhat better. She's not on any antibiotics or anything. She's drinking fluids and taking it easy. Social, she's married, she's a teacher, her husband also has diabetes, and they have issues with eating and exercising on a regular basis, but they try to keep up with it. Medication, make a list, please. Fenofibrate, 145 once a day. Losartan, 25 milligrams a day. Metformin, 500 milligrams a day, or BID. She's now off all her cancer medications. Medical problems, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, asthma, breast cancer. Surgery, complete hysterectomy. Family history, extensive history of breast cancer in the family. Sister and other family members. Colonoscopy never has been done. She doesn't want a colonoscopy. I'm going to send her for a Cologuard. Next number, her weight is at 133. She says her weight hasn't really changed much, and it really hasn't from earlier this year. Her nausea is better. She's had syncopal episodes. She's had some dizziness off and on. Most importantly, she's had breast cancer, which makes us concerned for possible metastasis. She's off her medication for her breast cancer at this time. No hematemesis, hematochezia, no seizure convulsion reported. On exam, 133, 97, 98.4, 18, 78, 130 over 53. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next JVD skin shows no rupture on the coast with immunological non-focal. As far as her carotid ultrasound, there's no significant change in the past 6 months. Number two, there's still a thyroid cyst, 0.4 centimeter on the left side, no significant change. Abdominal pain and nausea made us look at her abdomen. Her ultrasound of the liver looks okay. There's no evidence of liver metastasis. Next number, we looked at her aorta, which was within normal limits. Kidneys within normal limits. Patient has had a hysterectomy, of course. And if she's not any better, I'm going to get order a CT scan. She didn't want to do her blood test since she just had blood tests done earlier this year, but since she's improving, we let her ride. She's going to call me on Friday and come in next week, if not better. But nevertheless, further testing would include CT scan and blood work and to make sure there's no evidence of metastatic disease. Next number, thyroid, would be followed every 3 to 6 months. Thank you.